Now look at part four. For each question, choose the correct answer. Look at questions 20 to 25 now. You have 45 seconds. You will hear an interview with a girl called Anna Taylor, who is a champion cyclist.
Anna Taylor's a teenager and already a champion cyclist. Anna, when did you first get into cycling?
Only a few years ago. I've always been keen on sports. I've tried everything from running to ice skating, but I never tried to be good at anything in particular. After I went to support a friend cycling in a competition, I decided to try it myself and loved it. Since then, it's been a big part of my life.
Is it hard to practice cycling and do your schoolwork?
Studying's difficult when there's a big competition coming up. I still have to attend all my lessons, and the teachers are very strict about giving in homework on time. I managed to get it done somehow. I have cycle practice in the afternoons after school, so then I have to work till bedtime once I've had dinner with my family.
You do a lot of track cycling in a stadium. Tell me about that.
We cycle around a special indoor track, and the fastest person wins. When cyclists race on the road, speed is important too, of course, and being strong is also essential. I think more skills are needed for track cycling, watching one another and waiting for a chance to move to the front. It takes a lot of experience to get it right.
Do you like cycling with teammates in road races?
Yes, they're a great group of people, and we all have different styles. When things go wrong, it's not always easy to see the funny side, so it's nice to know the others are finding it as stressful as I am. We encourage each other. I'm beginning to understand just how important that is.
How was your last road race?
My team actually came second. But just before the start of the race, I had to make a quick phone call, and when I'd finished the call, 200 cyclists were racing past me. I was shocked to see it had already started. I ran to my bike, and then I saw my teammate had a tyre problem. But despite all that, things didn't go too badly in the end.
What's your advice for anyone wanting to become a champion cyclist?
Well, if all I did was cycling, life would be extremely difficult. It's a good idea to have interests other than sport. I don't want competing in races to be everything. When things go wrong in training, you have to remind yourself there are more things to life than winning competitions.
Now listen again.
Anna Taylor's a teenager and already a champion cyclist. Anna, when did you first get into cycling?
Only a few years ago. I've always been keen on sports. I've tried everything from running to ice skating, but I never tried to be good at anything in particular. After I went to support a friend cycling in a competition, I decided to try it myself and loved it. Since then, it's been a big part of my life.
Is it hard to practice cycling and do your schoolwork?
Studying's difficult when there's a big competition coming up. I still have to attend all my lessons, and the teachers are very strict about giving in homework on time. I managed to get it done somehow. I have cycle practice in the afternoons after school, so then I have to work till bedtime once I've had dinner with my family.
You do a lot of track cycling in a stadium. Tell me about that.
We cycle around a special indoor track, and the fastest person wins. When cyclists race on the road, speed is important too, of course. And being strong is also essential. I think more skills are needed for track cycling, watching one another and waiting for a chance to move to the front. It takes a lot of experience to get it right.
Do you like cycling with teammates in road races?
Yes, they're a great group of people, and we all have different styles. When things go wrong, it's not always easy to see the funny side, so it's nice to know the others are finding it as stressful as I am. We encourage each other. I'm beginning to understand just how important that is.
How was your last road race?
My team actually came second. But just before the start of the race, I had to make a quick phone call. And when I'd finished the call, 200 cyclists were racing past me. I was shocked to see it had already started. I ran to my bike, and then I saw my teammate had a tyre problem. But despite all that, things didn't go too badly in the end.
What's your advice for anyone wanting to become a champion cyclist?
Well, if all I did was cycling, life would be extremely difficult. It's a good idea to have interests other than sport. I don't want competing in races to be everything. When things go wrong in training, you have to remind yourself there are more things to life than winning competitions.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to write your answers on the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.